Suddenly, a crack appeared in the stone. Then another and another. Transfixed, a wagon leaned forward, still holding the knife. The top of the stone, where all the cracks met, a small piece wobbled as if it was balanced on something, then rose and toppled to the floor. After another series of squeaks, a small dark head poked out of the hole, followed by a weirdly angled body. Aragorn gripped the knife tighter and held very still. Soon the creature was all the way out of the stone. Stayed in place for a moment and skittered into the moonlight. Aragorn recoiled in shock. Standing in front of him, licking off the membrane that encased it, was a dragon. In a world of magic, where legends of elves, dwarves, dragons aren't just bedtime stories, young boy and a dragon are united through the hands of fate. Together, they embark on a journey of their life, along with the old man Brom, the storyteller, hoping to overthrow the tyrant king. A mighty task for one so young, said Brom in a normal tone, as if Aragorn had proposed the most obvious and suitable thing to do. Certainly a worthy endeavor, one you are fit to carry out, and yet it strikes me that help would not be unwelcome. He reached behind a bush and pulled out a large pack. His tone became gruff. Anyway, I'm not going to stay behind while some stripling gets to run around with a dragon. The king is a tyrant, killer of the legendary writers, the one who controls the empire, Galbatorix. I am outside of the empire. It was a strange thought. He had been born in the empire, lived his entire life under Galbatorix's rule, lost his closest friends and family to the king's servants, and nearly died several times within his domain. Now, Aragorn was free. No more would he and Sapphira have to dodge soldiers.